Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Listen, I am pulling up the menu right now for Just Love Coffee because I got to tell you, it's Friday afternoon. Some of y'all don't want to go home and cook. You want to grab a bite to eat and go home and put your feet up, put on your stretchy flannel pants, sit on the couch, and have a bite that you picked up on the way. So let me just suggest to you Just Love Coffee Cafe. By the way, I want to thank David from Huntsville, who let me know today that that he and a friend had met over at Just Love Coffee Cafe and loved it. And we're hearing, I talked to Travis over there. He said that they have folks that come in and say they hear about it on the radio. That's what was supposed to happen. So listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And they do have coffee. Obviously, that's the name, Just Love Coffee Cafe. And they've got all the great brews and blends. They can do the macchiatos, the lattes. They got, you know, the great pour-overs that Travis taught me how to do this past weekend. But they've got food like you wouldn't believe. How about the roast beef and cheddar melt? A roast beef and cheddar cheese on sourdough bread served with a side of sun-dried tomatoes, chips, and a pickle spear heated in a waffle iron. Oh, yeah. Or the classic club. Roast beef, turkey, bacon, pepper jack cheese, provolone, lettuce, and tomatoes on a toasted sourdough bread served with chips, pickle spear, and a side of sun-dried jalapeno mayo. Some of y'all are getting hungry right now. But the other thing that's cool is just think about, you know, the possibility of breakfast on a Saturday morning. Take the kids. Let the kids get the Berry Berry Bo-Berry Waffle, traditional waffle with blackberries, strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, whipped cream, powdered sugar, and maple syrup. Yes, indeed. All right, that's enough of me teasing you with the food. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Hey, Copper, grab the mic.
Yes.
Are you ready? Can you do it?
Hmm?
One more time? T-shirts?
Oh, yeah.
We're doing it. We're doing it, Copper. Get your hand ready. Here we go. All right, so folks, Friday afternoon, 4:37. The phone lines are open, 866-494-9866. I just gave away five T-shirts a few minutes ago for being Right Side Ruffians. You call in right now, 866-494-9866. We'll celebrate with some more T-shirts. Tell us you're a Right Side Ruffian, and you'll hold on the line and give Copper your shirt size and your address, and we'll get it out to you. So 866-494-9866. Oh, my gosh, the phones are ringing already. That is so fast. And in the meantime, let me just surf some news with you as we wind up our day. If you didn't hear it already, Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin, acquitted on all charges. And, of course, the liberals are having a freakout, a meltdown. This does not fit their narrative. This is not the way it should be. Even President Biden said he was a white supremacist but came back today and said he'll abide by what the jury says. However, he went on to say he's angry and concerned. Okay, that helps a whole lot. All right, let me go to the phones. Copper, tell you what, I know you're still typing, but let me grab line three. Jason from Athens. Hey, Jason, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. How are you, man? Do I have Jason from line three? Copper, did we lose him?
We should have him, but he's not there.
All right, well, let me jump over to Kelly from Killen on line four. Hey, Kelly, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, sir. You a Right Side Ruffian?
Yes, sir. I'm a Right Side Ruffian.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for being a part of this audience. You're out there in Killen, is that right?
Yes, sir. I'm actually leaving Decatur, headed to Killen, listening to the show, as I do every afternoon.
We appreciate it. And you have a great weekend. You stay on the line. Copper's going to get your information and your shirt size, and we'll get one out to you, all right? You have a happy Thanksgiving, too, by the way. All right. Hey, Copper, let me jump up to line one, Donna from Athens. Let me get Donna from Athens. Hey, Donna, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Phil?
I am good. Are you a Right Side Ruffian?
I am a Right Side Ruffian. I listen to you every day, and I preach what you say to everybody that I can come across. So keep up the good work.
Thanks, Donna. We appreciate you. Stay on the line now. Copper's going to get all your information, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Copper, what you think? Down on line five, is that the one I want now? Yeah, line five, Joe from Athens. Hey, Joe, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. How are you today, man?
I'm doing fine, Will. Right Side Ruffian here. Enjoy your show.
Right Side Ruffian over in Athens. Appreciate you, Joe, and thank you very much. All right, man. Listen, don't hang up. Copper's going to get all your information, and we'll get that shirt out to you, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Who have I got left, Copper? Is that line? I've already done Donna. Line two, Derek from Huntsville. Hey, Derek, Phil Williams from Right Side Radio. How are you?
Very well, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm good. You a Right Side Ruffian?
Yes, sir. Right Side Ruffian from day one.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. And you're right there in Huntsville. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, you hang on the
Actually,
line, man.
I'm from California. I've just moved over to here and love it here.
Oh, yeah. Where were you in California?
I was in Southern California, the Huntington Beach area.
Well, I tell you what, crazy story, but one part of my life, I actually lived in Laguna, not far from there. So, welcome
down. Beautiful place, but not for us.
Yep, that's exactly right. I think we're both better off here. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, man. You have a great weekend, and thank you much. Copper, who have I got left that I've not spoken to yet? Do you know? Did I not get that one? Yeah. Mark from Huntsville. Hey, Mark, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. How you doing, man?
Doing great.
Are you a Right Side Ruffian?
I'm such a Right Side Ruffian, and I have a hard time getting on an airplane because it doesn't have two right wings.
Do you mind if I steal that joke and use it later?
That's fine. It actually comes from a pastor who said that he was surprised I would fly since the airplane didn't have two right wings.
Oh, that's pretty funny. All right. Well, listen, man, you hang on the line, and Copper's going to get all your information, and we'll get a shirt out to you. So thanks for being in the audience, okay. and appreciate
sure.
it very much. All right, Copper, shut her down there. I think that's five. Am I right, Copper? We get everybody there? All five? You can just grab the mic and tell me. I think we're good. Oh, she's busy taking down people. Okay, listen, let's do this. I'm going to jump over and do some news surfing. So trolling on the news. I know, Copper, it's okay. You go ahead and just take care of the folks, man. Just take care of the folks. She's giving me the LOL. So some things that are happening right now in the news that are worth looking at. All right, let me switch gears on you here. We talked about all the things today, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse. We talked about Second Amendment. We talked about other things. But there's other stuff in the world, obviously. Here's one that just came out. Story just popped up on Fox here in the last hour. The Army has now ordered commanders to flag their unvaccinated troops in order to block any reenlistments and effectively end their careers. So what you're hearing right now is the Army is taking steps to ensure that those who chose not to get vaccinated are weeded out by blocking their enlistments, and that includes reserves and National Guard. So Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, if you remember back in August, he directed all military branches to ensure their service members received the vaccine, and he did. Well, Fox News apparently just got hold of a November 16th memorandum, that's 3 days ago, from the Secretary of the Army, detailing how commanding officers should now flag their soldiers who refuse the COVID-19 vaccination and basically let them retire or separate upon expiration of their term of service. Now, that's interesting. So if I'm reading that correctly, though, if that says it correctly, let me read it again out loud, detailing how commanding officers should flag soldiers who refuse COVID-19, which will allow the service to retire the troops or separate them upon expiration of terms of service. Okay, so basically they can be separated from service or allowed to have their contract end with a bar to reenlistment, is what we call it. So that's happening right now. New memorandum out from the Army this week. So all you green suiters out there, just be aware. I guess we kind of figured that was coming, but it's here. And so until something happens that says that the Army is to be stopped legally from that, that's where it is. Another story just came out. So there's a leading political handicapper. Who is this one? This political handicapper is called the Cook Political Report. And they have now shifted their views of certain Senate races in favor of Republicans. So, you know, we're talking about the 2022 elections and how big those could be. Because right now I'm talking Biden and his vice president, Kamala Harris, their polling numbers are at epically low levels. Like Vice President Harris, her numbers are in the 20s. I mean, folks in polling world, that's like trying to find a pulse now, all right? That's how bad that is. And so we've got polling numbers that are shifting. The Biden administration's policies are extremely unpopular. The things that are happening in the world, like Afghanistan, COVID response, the border policies, energy, inflation, gas prices, the supply chain disruptions, all of it. And they're still trying to spend more money in D.C. anyway. Well, all of these things are now adding up to what looks like it could be a red wave, an absolute red wave, come the 2022 elections. In that, this article says that the Cook Political Report has shifted their crucial Senate contests in Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada from what is referred to as lean Democrat, meaning like Democrats but not too strong, to complete toss-ups. That's big doings. And so that's, it's Democrat Senators Mark Kelly, Raphael Warnock, who's and then Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada. So those are top four targets for Republicans, and we're hoping right now to see them flip from blue to red, and this particular report says it looks like it's heading that way. The trends are now moving in favor of the Republican candidates for each of those races. And I'm telling you right now, that's three. Remember right now, the Senate is split 50-50. Every seat we pick up is just moving things in a positive direction and putting control back in the hands of the Republican Party. Yeah, will they do something good with it? That's another story to be determined later. Let's go ahead and get it flipped first and then fight for that piece too. All right, folks, let's go to move to a short break there, Copper. When we get back, we'll wrap up the day. It's on Friday, 4:46 p.m. right now. We'll come back, surf a little more news. If you have any commentary you want to add to the show, the number is still 866-494-9866. What a great audience. Bunch of Right Side Ruffians. Love y'all. Be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, it has been some more kind of a full day, but this audience is what makes it so good, and I appreciate the fact that y'all jump on things and call in and participate in the show like you do. I'm getting text messages in the last few minutes. And one of the things that just popped in too, by the way, somebody sent me a picture showing that, and you know, I take it with a grain of salt. Jack Posobiec, has made several claims about this Rittenhouse trial that didn't turn out to be necessarily true. He was claiming that there was talk of a deadlock jury and that kind of thing. But he's usually got some pretty good stuff. Anyway, breaking story for the Rittenhouse follow-up is Jack Posobiec is saying that Jerry Nadler, you know what I'm talking about, Representative Jerry Nadler, is calling on the Biden DOJ to bring federal charges against Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, the president just finished saying a little while ago that he would stand by the jury's verdict. And if the Biden DOJ turns around and brings federal charges, that is going to be a miscarriage of justice. That's going to be prosecutorial abuse, in my opinion. But I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. Copper, have I got a caller on line five? Is he still there? Okay, I'm sorry. Hey, line five, David from Huntsville. Hey, David, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you, sir? He was there, but now he's not.
Oh, sorry.
Well, hey, Copper, grab that microphone there and just talk to me for a minute here. So,
yeah.
The Rittenhouse trial, your thoughts, your perspectives. What do you think about the way things have gone down?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's the courts that decide. I didn't follow it as closely as some people had, so I wasn't deciding ahead of time whether he was guilty or innocent. I kind of wanted to wait and see what the jury said, and if they say that he's innocent, then I think that's great, and the media should respect that.
Well, and I think they should. The media is not respecting that already.
Yeah.
MSNBC is having themselves a meltdown. Leadership, the governor of Wisconsin, his statement says, and I'm looking at it right here, and this is, by the way, I believe is the same governor who was in office when all these the riots took place. The governor of Wisconsin chose not to call in the National Guard and try to quell the riots that caused all the unrest, that caused Kyle Rittenhouse to feel like he should come down here. Me not saying, by the way, that excuses individual actions. What I'm saying is he helped stoke the environment. But yeah, I mean, Copper, you're absolutely right. What you said is what we're supposed to do. It's just not what the media and a lot of elected officials chose to do. They didn't want to wait. They wanted it to be what they wanted it to be because it fit their narrative. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And their trust in each other is astounding. Because if we set a precedent where we don't trust the jury's verdict, then why would you feel okay if you get off? You would have to fear that somebody's going to say, actually, that's a wrong decision because we don't like the decision.
And that's exactly right. And by the way, the media was not in the courtroom hearing and seeing all of the evidence. That's the interesting thing is the jury had the opportunity to deliberate over what it was presented in full, whereas the press is out there making assumptions, looking at things from a one over the world, you know, like a 30,000-foot level. Whereas the jury's in there, they're like boots on the ground. They're like the troops on the ground who can see what they see, and they're the ones making the decision, and that's the way our system is set up. You know, one of the things that happened at the end of their verdict, the judge turned to them and said, he thanked them for their time, which, by the way, a lot of public officials, including the governor of Wisconsin, are not bothering to do. But he thanked them for their time, and he told them that they had lived up to what the founding fathers had put in place for them to be able to do. And I thought that was a classy thing to say to a group of people who are probably going home a little worried right now. But anyway, other thoughts?
I mean, it's just they're already turning on each other in their own party. And so shouldn't they be afraid that at some point this is just going to bite them in return? Well, I mean, I don't understand why they can see each other turn on them and then still trust that they're going to have backup. I don't get it.
It's right now there's been a doubling down. The polls are saying, you know, the polls are saying literally that none of this is resonating with the majority of Americans. I mean, there's some that believe it. There's some that are good with it. But the poll is saying that the majority of Americans it's not resonating well for all these social policies, these racist talk, this division. And they are blaming the Biden administration's leadership on this. And yet it's like Democrats are determined to double down on it because if we do it more, maybe it'll make it better. And two wrongs don't make a right, and neither do like 19 wrongs make a right. But that's where they appear to be right now.
I kind of hope that he doesn't sue a lot of people, though. I mean, I would understand if he could actually prove defamation and that it impacted him in a terrible way. But, I mean, he does have some responsibility for what happened. So I kind of hope that he's willing to just kind of go quietly along with the rest of his life.
Yeah, you know, I'm partly there and partly not. And I say that I'm a litigator, but I'm not real litigious. But I do know this. His family has incurred a great deal of difficulty, hardship. He's going to have a hard time. The name Rittenhouse is not very common. Everywhere he goes for years, they're going to go, oh, you're that guy? And he's going to apply for jail. I mean, right now, he's talking about going to college. Is he going to be on campus? I wouldn't mind seeing him have the ability to get something out of a judgment against some of these big names who chose to malign his name. So we'll see. All right, folks, that's it. That is it. Another week gone by. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be back here on Monday, 2 p.m., Copper and I both. Listen, you got Mark Levin, the great one, coming up next. Y'all have a blessed weekend. We'll see you soon.